You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
I am ready. AC/DC at Commonwealth Stadium on Sunday. And you're going now as well, Taylor.
Yeah, I was able to track down tickets last minute on the floor. Hopefully I can see. I might have to stand on my buddy's shoulders, but...
I'll have my boy on my shoulders and you'll be on your buddy's shoulders.
Yeah, I'll wave to Andre.
Oh, that's good. All right, we're going to... head out east to Pittsburgh, as a matter of fact. The one of the USHL showcase events is going on there. And we have this new partnership that we have with HockeyProspect.com. Perfect time for that to come into play because Russ Beitley, who is one of their key guys, is at the showcase. And we're going to talk to him about a half a dozen players from the USHL who we need to know for the 2016 NHL draft, and of course HockeyProspect.com is on hand there because they're in the rinks watching the games that matter to give us the best scouting reports possible, and you can track those down yourself at HockeyProspect.com as well. So one of the guys that we're going to speak to Russ about is a guy we had on the show already this year in our 2016 draft spotlight. His name is Kiefer Bellows.
Brought to Maroney, back to Bellows, Bellows between the circles, they're shot, he scores!
And that would have been last year with the Sioux Falls Stampede, but now Kiefer Bellows, member of the U.S. National Development Team, as we bring in Russ Beitley from HockeyProspect.com. How are you, Russ?
Very good. How are you guys today?
Doing fantastic. Excited to have you on the show, and must be a lot of fun to be in Pittsburgh right now with the USHL Showcase. How many teams involved?
We got four. We got the... player development, 17s, 18s, and perfect. Then Muskegon Lumberjacks and Youngstown Phantoms are here.
All right. Well, I know that's where we're going to start is with the U18 squad, and let's begin with Kiefer Bellows. We just heard the clip. What can you tell us about him from what you've seen from him last year, maybe what he's shown you already this season?
Yeah, I've seen Kiefer throughout the years, being an American kid in Minnesota through the select USA camps that take place in Buffalo throughout the summers. Good sized kid. He's about 6 foot, a little over, power forward type. Definitely has some good speed. He likes to take the puck to the net. He's an aggressive type. He's got some good stick skills too. He can finish, and he's got a very accurate hard shot as well. Has a lot to bring to the table for sure. He's one of the top prospects for the American kids out there this year.
A pretty big coup for the U.S. team to be able to get him to come over from Sioux Falls, and obviously a huge loss for the Stampede.
Oh, absolutely. He was a rookie UHLer last year, and he did very well. Put up good numbers for out there, and led them to a championship last year. So, very, very good prospect, like I say. Was a little quiet last night. I don't think he hit the score sheet. Made some good plays. He was a little quiet actually through two periods, and then kind of broke out a little bit with a nice play, burst into the neutral zone with a couple moves and fired a hard shot that the attender ended up saving. But you can definitely see the skill sets. I think one of the things you might need to work on is just bringing that game every night, the consistency that you always talk about with these youth prospects.
Well, that's the question I was going to ask, is where he maybe leaves you wanting more. And consistency is something we hear a lot with 17, 18-year-old players, so no surprise there. As we're speaking with Russ Beitley from the from HockeyProspect.com, one of their scouts south of the border. He's out in Pittsburgh right now at the USHL Showcase that's going on. Let's move on to another player that's on that club, and Chad Chris, who had time with the U17 and the U18 squad last season, had 20 points with the U18s last year as an underage player. Big defenseman, or actually it's not that big, but a big-time player.
Yeah. That's the question, I guess, going around. Did he hit the six-foot mark or not? I'd probably put him in the category of about a 5'11 player. It could be a little bit of concern for scouts because he's not a huge kid, but he's definitely a good skater. He can skate very well, good on his skates. He's agile. He's got good balance. He can turn away and get away from the pressure and make those outlets up the ice, which you like, obviously. I caught him last month, too, at the U.S. Junior Camp up in Lake Placid. He was one of the, I think he was the youngest kid on the roster up there. And started out there a little nervous, which is, something you expect out of a young kid. But then he turned it up as a they can't progress on. I've seen him actually and heard about him through the years. A kid that grew up in New York, me being a Western New Yorker, ever since his Pee Wee years with Westchester Express and his domination at the Pee Wee and even Bantam levels as he moved on. He's a good player, definitely for sure. It's a size and strength. Obviously, we'll need to be worked on for the coming levels, but he's got a good hockey sense, sees the ice, and overall just a really sharp player.
Russ, the way you kind of described the play or what kind of player Chris is, it almost seems like you could compare him to a Brian Rafalski. Do you think he has that potential down the road?
Yeah, he could. Actually, I was just talking to an NCAA coach the other day, and he said, you know, what's he going to become? He could be that next Duncan Keith, and that's a big prize to put on him, but yeah. It's possible. You know, he's got that skating and hockey IQ, which takes you a long way. He made a great play actually last night on one goal, simple play, but you know, it makes plays where the puck came off the side ball wall at the point on his backhand. He quickly fed it over and down the, across the blue and snapped one. Yeah, created a rebound goal. I think it was the first goal actually for the USA 18s on the night, but it's just those simple things that he can do. Not as dynamic as he used to be in the younger levels. You know, that pyramid always gets tougher as you climb up, but he's still a good player, for sure.
Russ Bitely, our guest, he scouts for HockeyProspect.com. He's in Pittsburgh right now watching the U17 and U18 squads, as well as Muskegon. Who is the other team that's there?
Youngstown Phantoms.
Oh, the Youngstown Phantoms. Okay, perfect. Clayton Keller's the next guy I want to ask you about. Also split time last year between the U17 and U18 squad, and 23 points in 16 games as an underage with the U18. That stands out to me. But he's not that big of a guy, at least. He's listed on the sheet I'm looking at 5'10 and 168 pounds. I don't know if, did he grow at all maybe from that? Is that out of date?
Yeah, that's going to be the knock on him as well. He's not a big kid. He's probably, you know, 5'9", 5'10-ish, buck 70, buck 65, somewhere around there. But he's just, I've seen him throughout the years, even at Shattuck Prep and select camp at 15s. He's just so elusive, creative with the puck. He sees the ice very well. Just reads plays, anticipation. You love it when he has the puck on his stick, because even last night there was a few times where he thought the play was going to die and he just made something out of it, where he can make the pass through the seam or just kind of spin out of traffic and break away into the open ice. So he's got a lot of offensive skill sets for sure that teams will love.
Russ, the report I'm reading here on Keller kind of lacks maybe a little bit of intensity in terms of playing in the defensive zone. Has there been any sign this week that you've seen him kind of shore up that play and tighten up in the defensive zone and being a better player?
Yeah,
in that end?
I think he's definitely a first offensive guy. He's got that mindset, that instinct to get that puck and go and make things happen in the offensive zone. So sometimes I did see it a little bit last night where, he premature kind of tried to jet out of the zone before 18s had possession. He's a tighten up down there. And that's teachable things, which I'm sure he can do for sure. It's just somewhere that he needs to just keep on developing and progressing that way.
Both he and Chris slated to go to Boston University should they continue on and go the college route. Both of them have CHL opportunities as well. And we've seen a number of players from the U.S. program. They play their U18 year, and then they might jump to the CHL. Caleb Jones, a recent example of that, and guys like Max Jones and Matt Tkachuk from last year's club. Any indication from these guys whether they're headed to be college guys or go to the CHL?
Actually, all three of them are slated to go to BU, Bellows as well.
That's right.
I've always heard about Keller possibly going to Windsor. He's always been out there. I think he's good friends with Logan Brown as well, who's already in Windsor up there. So okay. You never know. It's a crazy beast out there these years, with the advisors and agents and where they got to get their kid to go to make it to the next level. Chris, I think he's going to decide to go to BU. The old man played there, so that's in favor of the Terriers for sure. I'm sure he wants to follow in the footsteps of his dad and get on campus on Commonwealth. So.
All right, perfect. One more player from the program that we want to ask you about is Michael Campoli, another defenseman. This guy is a bit bigger, has some size, about 6'2", and closing in on 200 pounds.
Yes, he's a BC prospect, so he's headed to Chestnut Hill next year. He's solid player in the back end. Good size, will play physical, you know, likes to close his gaps and take the guy out. Good stick, will break up plays defensively. Like I say, more of a defensive style defenseman. Limited offensive skills. You'd like to see a little bit more because he does have a good shot. I don't know if it's a confidence thing or the role he's been put into type of thing growing up or even with the 17s and 18s now. But I think he could contribute a little bit more from the blue line offensively and just have that confidence to make plays.
The fact that he's a big guy, though, and some of the players we've already been talking about are undersized. Is he going to stand out this year? Is he one of the bigger guys on the U18 squad?
Yeah, he's about 6'2", 195. He's very mobile, too. I like his skating. Talking with coaches as well, you get the same kind of scoop from them where they like his mobility. He handles the puck, keeps it kind of simple where he's steady in the back, and then you know, make those outlet breakout passes to start the transition up on the offense. But, he plays physical. But the only thing, I'd like to see a little more numbers put up by him because I think he has it in him. So,
Russ Beitley from HockeyProspect.com, our guest here on the Pipeline Show today. Tell me, when you look at the Youngstown Phantoms, one of the other clubs at the showcase that you're at in Pittsburgh right now, who stands out for you that's draft eligible?
I actually talked to his dad last night before the game. It was Luke McInnes. He's another BC product or to be. Not a big kid, but I've seen him throughout the years, and he's just, again, kid that's in the back end that's poised with the puck, makes smart plays. And I was talking actually to BC's assistant coach the other day about him, how good his hockey sense is, and he was saying, you know, he was watching him throughout the summer league, and he was thinking even on a pro level, just with his IQ and intelligence. So you like that, obviously. Again, he's probably about 5'11", not the biggest of kids, but skates well, handles the puck, sees the ice, so he can definitely contribute that way. Could play a little more physical, but he does get into, he's not afraid to hit, but and defensively he's pretty sound because, like I said, his hockey sense does shine.
And he's a USHL rookie this year, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He played at Dexter Prep last year in Mass, and then he's a rookie. So, you know, he's one of those kids where, you know, it's going to be probably an adjustment for him as well, away from home for the first time.
Yeah.
And trying to catch on to a new junior league as well. So, you know, like many of these kids that are rookies, you got to give them some time to see what they can do. And, again, I think this is only their second week in playing. So they're getting accustomed to their environment for sure.
All right, let's finish it off with someone from the Muskegon Lumberjacks. Is there another 2016 draft-eligible guy that stands out from you from the Jacks?
Yeah, I was kind of watching too, but last night they're 98s. They're draft-eligible. I actually like this kid at 17s. His name's Alex Green. He's a former Chicago Mission kid. Again, another rookie in the USHL this year on the blue line. For Muskegon. He's a decent-sized kid. He's probably about 6'1", 6'2", 170, 175, a little lanky. So one of the things he'll certainly need to do is put some muscle, some strength into his game. But he's mobility, pretty decent, moves the puck, handles it. Was solid last night, closed gaps, good with his stick. He actually popped one of the 18s pretty good behind the net last night late. And actually it was one of the things I was talking to Muskegon's coach Todd Krieger about a couple of days ago, how he's been doing so far, and more physicality on a consistent basis. But I did see him mix it up last night, which I liked. He was using his body in big frame, so he was doing all right.
Well, great stuff, Russ. We appreciate you joining us tonight from Pittsburgh. Where do people get the latest from what you guys produce, which is always great stuff?
Oh, we can go to hockeyprospect.com for sure.
Well, simple as that. Russ, thanks for doing it today, and we will have you on again and in the near future.
Oh, my pleasure.
All
have
right.
A great day, guys.
That's Russ Beitley, one of the scouts for HockeyProspect.com, and we'll be doing that all year. Once a week, we'll have somebody from HockeyProspect.com on the program, and they break it down better than anybody. And we're looking forward to doing that all season long. All right, when we come back, we are going to continue our WHL team previews and the first club in the hopper tonight. We'll talk about the Kelowna Rockets with Larry Fisher when we come back. This is the Pipeline Show on TSN 1260.